everyone, and welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray, and I'm here with my podcast partner,
Andrea Stein. How are you, Jane, this afternoon?
I am good, but more importantly, how are you? You had your knee replaced recently.
Yes, about 5 weeks ago or so, I had my knee replaced, and you know, during the day, I'm doing quite well. I mean, I can walk around pain-free. I can do most everything pain-free. But night times is a different story. You know, the pain really, the swelling and the pain increase overnight. And, you know, if I get an hour or two of restless sleep per night, it's a lot, you know. So this makes it a little bit frustrating right now. So I feel sorry for my wife, you know, because she has this person next to her who keeps tossing left and right and right and left and whatever else, and trying whatever I can do to, you know, to get the pain under control, but usually doesn't work.
Well, hopefully soon this will just be a bad memory and that new knee will be allowing you to do things you couldn't do before, which is great.
If
you
like sleeping.
If you look behind me now, you could tell we're in a certain season of the year.
Yes. I love Christmas. I've always loved Christmas. You know, the memories, the sounds, the foods, the smells. It's just a beautiful, beautiful time of the year, you know. I honestly, no matter how old we become, I hope we never lose that sense of awe and the beauty of the season, you know. So many people, it's commercialized and it's stressful and all the planning, all the cooking, all the traveling. And I know it's true, but it's truly magical. I love it.
It's the one time of the year that I become a happy little baker. In fact, if you looked in my kitchen right now, you would see a lot of baking ingredients. I still have quite a bit to do, but my family's coming over for the holidays, so I'll make sure that they have all the sweets that they grew up with.
Yes.
And so, yes, very, very excited about that. So, you know, when we were talking about your knee, right? And so, you know, knee replacement, joint replacements, pain is something that unfortunately hits us when we get a little bit older. You know, it's you know, the number of people I know that you know that have had, you know, joints replaced, knee replacement is pretty common. You know, hip replacements, people, you know, that are recovering from orthopedic. And, you know, the first word in the morning that I say is ow.
Yeah,
that's always my first word. It's like, ow. And then, you know, as you said, as the day goes on, you know, your body gets back to some type of rhythm, and hopefully the ows become a little less owy. But I think what we wanted to talk about today, and you could see I'm dressed for the occasion, is there's been an interesting phenomenon, particularly in the over 65 community over the last several years. And I'll call it the pickleball effect, right? It's fascinating that that a sport named pickleball has really kind of, I don't know, encouraged, been interesting. You know, more seniors are playing pickleball than any other sport right now.
Right.
And so I don't know that it's necessarily pickleball itself, but there is this phenomenon among the, again, let's say over 55, over 65 community that have just embraced pickleball as a new activity. Retired tennis players are suddenly now going pro pickleball.
Play pickleball?
I did. I just started this summer. So, and you know, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that I also started playing tennis again about a year and a half ago. I played in my 20s and I've been playing just about a year and a half in my community. And happy to be outside and happy to be active. And tennis players are a little funny about pickleball, like maybe a little threatened by pickleball, honestly, right? But this summer, I started playing pickleball, and it's really interesting. The people that I've met, it's a very social sport. It's not a hard sport to learn, although personally, I think there were drugs involved when they invented pickleball, because it's a crazy, you know, it's a wiffle ball, a paddle, a shortened tennis net, and the scoring is a little bit insane. So I always thought there was, you know, some kind of psychedelic involved in that. But it's really, it's just really interesting, the effect that pickleball, and there's young people playing it. I mean, it's not just necessarily for seniors, but I mean, you and I both know people in their 80s.
Yeah.
That are actively playing it.
So do you prefer tennis or pickleball?
So frankly, I don't play enough pickleball yet to be able to make that comparison, but I love them both.
Now, you play pickleball together with your husband, right? You kind of a tag teaming there.
Well, sort of. We're not good playing together.
You're not good playing together? He's getting upset if you make a mistake, huh?
No, no. He's, you know, my husband, when he was younger, was a very natural athlete. And so he played baseball and basketball. And so, you know, and he plays golf now. And so, you know, he's one of these people that just picks things up very, very easily. And frankly, I had to say to him, you're not my coach. so, but when we've gone together, so the other nice thing about pickleball is it is remarkable how many indoor pickleball places have emerged. So not only is pickleball, you know, becoming very, very popular, but it's become popular as an indoor sport. We have a new indoor place that's going to be open next year across the street from us with 13 courts. Now, this little girl from Brooklyn, you put me in an air conditioned inside, you know, sports situation, I'm there, right? I don't have to sweat as much. I mean, I'm still going to sweat, but I'm not out in the blazing sun. And right. So that's the other thing that's really fascinating is that, yes, there are lots of outdoor pickleball courts in a lot of senior communities, but there's a lot of indoor sports pickleball communities that are growing as well. And so, you know, again, I'm not quite sure how that evolved, but yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
So is pickleball kind of, are you into pickleball for the competitive part of it or for the social part of it?
For me, it's two things. And for those listening, I want to encourage, first of all, it is a very social sport, right? The games don't last you know, more than 15, 20 minutes, and then you may be changing partners or doing a round robin or something like that. So there is a very big social side to it. There's a competitive side. I mean, there are tournaments. I've never played in a tournament for pickleball, but there are tournaments. And of course, it's more fun to win than to lose, but you don't even feel that bad when you lose, right? Because again, like where I go, they have three courts and you kind of rotate through different partners and whatever. So if you lost one, chances are good. You may play with a partner who's better than you or you're better than them. And everybody's just seems to be very nice. Now, again, in every sport, there are those people, you know, those people, right? But generally people, particularly in our age group, like where I play, I would tell you that the average age is 60, 65. And it's not a country club community. It's a commercial facility. I pay $11 to play for an hour and a half. So it's pretty reasonable. You can go to a park. I mean, it's free. But yeah, I said it's more fun to win than to lose. But you're not at that point where competition surpasses the social or the friendly side of it. So, yeah, I've made a lot of friends. I mean, I've met a lot of nice people.
Now, what intrigued me about Jane, about when you told me about pickleball, I have to admit, I never played pickleball up and until about half a year ago. I didn't even know what it is. You know, I like naively envisioned like a pickle you eat. I said, what do you mean pickleball? I mean, you throw a pickle around or regardless. But you explained to me that really pickleball, even for people suffering of some of the illnesses or, you know, that come with age, like Parkinson or so, that pickleball still is a really good outlet. You know, they can go and play. And I was really intrigued by that. You know, it seems like that pickleball really is something that allows you to remain active and involved, even when a lot of other activities are no longer possible.
Yes, pickleball has been recommended for people with Parkinson's. And what's really, really fascinating, because again, tremors and whatever, but it helps with muscle control. And there isn't a lot of running. And right. I think that's, now there can be running. I mean, if you play at a higher level or whatever. But when I was in Georgia, the recreation center had a pickleball for Parkinson's group that came in to the gym.
Pickleball for Parkinson's group. That sounds absolutely fascinating.
There were about 8-9 people that were rotating through. And again, they weren't running, but they were hitting. And they were, and there was a facilitator helping them to understand how to play and whatever. But apparently, you can look it up. Apparently, pickleball is recommended for people, particularly with early onset Parkinson's.
Interesting.
Really fascinating, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that a sport like that, which requires good eye-hand coordination, would be difficult. But no, I mean, I was watching them. They were in the court next to ours. And they were taking that paddle and hitting it back and forth and playing. And again, I would say most of the people in that group were easily 65 or older.
Yeah.
But it isn't just pickleball, right? It isn't just like, oh, pickleball is this new miracle sport or, you know, there's something fantastic. I just find it very interesting that despite the fact that other sports have been around for a while, you don't find a lot of seniors playing baseball, you know what I mean? Or basketball.
Well, we've got a lot of running involved, right? With baseball, you run the bases and...
Yeah. And again, that whole, you know, I'm not a baseball player, but that whole coordination, you know, bowling. I mean, there are bowling leagues and whatever. But for some reason, pickleball has captured the spirit of a lot of people of an age. And it's not hard to learn. I said the scoring's a little funky, but it's not hard to learn. Most of the time, if you go onto a court and you say, I'm a newbie, people are welcoming, they're helpful, they're, again, because we're all of an age. I mean, none of us are going to play in the pickleball U.S. Open. None of us are, you know, I mean, there are people I know playing in like local tournaments, but I mean, none of us are going to be professional pickleball players, right? So, you know, and I'm not a small person, and a small person could be faster than me or whatever. It's got a spirit that just seems to have captured a lot of folks. But I also think it's something because we can do it, you know, like the Parkinson's folks. Right. So it's not hard to learn. It's, you know, it's fairly forgiving in terms of, you know, how you use the paddle. But what I really wanted to explore, Andreas, is this effect on people that maybe thought that their time being physically, mentally, socially active may have passed. Now, let me just caveat that. I go to the gym. I see those 75-year-old fit gym people. But, you know, proportionately, there's probably a few less of them than there are people like me that hate going to the gym. Right? I know I should do strength training. I think about it a lot. I just don't actually do it. But for some reason, pickleball has inspired, maybe, is that a strong word? People that again, we know people in their 80s that are out playing several times a week. You know, that is remarkable. So I don't know why. I mean, I really don't understand why this crazy sport named pickleball has, you know, inspired people that maybe were not physically active before to suddenly get out there.
But I love what you just said. You are never too old to be inspired and to try something new. I mean, you know, even if you're 83 years old, you know, I mean, there's still stuff out there that can light a fire in your heart if you let it, and I want to try it, you know. And I just love that aspect of it. You are never too old to let something inspire you, spark you, to try it out.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be pickleball. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be even something physically active. I guess that's part of the fascinating message to me, is that just about the time where you feel like, you know, you should be sitting in the rocking chair knitting, or, you know, the stereotypes of people of an age, you see this sport that has encouraged people to try something new. And so what's the message there? You're never too old to try something new. It doesn't have to be pickleball. It doesn't have to be a physical activity. It could be you join a book club. It could be that you try a new craft. It could be anything that you think you're interested in, and now taking the first step. And if you don't mind, you know, adding one more piece of it, the hardest part about starting a new activity is walking into that first, whatever that is, sewing circle, pickleball court, bowling alley, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. It's being the new kid on the block and walking into something that you have no idea what you're doing, right? Because again, we've all been successful at something in our lives, and now suddenly we're at that kind of newbie stage again. And I think that it's interesting to see people just openly saying, hey, I'm new at this. And taking that first step. You know, they say the first step is always the hardest step, and introducing yourself to people, particularly if you're not a particularly socially extroverted person.
Yeah. But I mean, to let your heart, part of it is also kind of a matter of attitude or mindset, you know, that you still allow your heart to be fired up, ignited, inspired by something, you know. And so I sometimes even find this in myself, you know, well, I've been there, tried this, nothing new under the sun type of deal, you know, I've been around long enough, you know, after a while, you recognize nothing is really new, and you start to get into this mindset, this attitude, yeah, whatever, you know, who cares type of deal. But you remain even at age 85 to let your heart be as excited about something new, like when you were a 12-year-old teenager, you know, that I want to try this, to let give your heart that space to be fired up, to be excited. Pickleball or whatever else, I think that is powerful. You are never too old to let your heart take over, you know, and to be ignited.
You know, the funny thing about that is that, you know, I do think that a big obstacle in this is that intimidation factor, right? Yeah. The intimidation factor, it doesn't matter whether it's pickleball or, you know, anything else. There is an intimidation factor, like, I'm going to be the person that doesn't know what they're doing. I don't know how to talk to new people. I'm afraid, fill in whatever the blank is after that. There is an intimidation factor. But here's the funny thing about today that's really, really different. So let's say you're interested in learning a little bit about pickleball. You want to learn the rules. You want to whatever. Go on YouTube. Right. Look at a couple of videos. Yeah. Right. You know, there's a bunch of videos. You want to learn how to do a particular craft, or you want to learn, like in my community, canaster is a very, very big thing. So many people play cards. I'm too ADD to do that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, as much as you might think that I'm very, very extroverted, I walk into a situation like that and I'm a mouse. I mean, I'm the little mouse that doesn't open her mouth and is really, really afraid of doing something wrong.
So there is a shy side about Jane.
There's a very, very shy side of Jane. And playing cards, I don't have the attention span for that. But again, you want to learn how to play canaster? Go on YouTube, look at a video before you join the canaster club. So you could do some pre-prep to kind of see whether it's your thing. First of all, you can take a lesson. You could take a pickleball lesson. You could take a card lesson. You could take a bowling lesson. You could take a craft lesson. And the other part of this is that, unlike sports like golf, because golf can be an exclusive sport, it could be an expensive sport, yeah, you know, all of that. A lot of these activities, even pickleball, You can go to a pickleball place. They'll let you demo a paddle. You don't have to, start investing them. You can buy them online, beginner paddles for like $10. You can experiment, right, with new things. And I think the willingness to experiment, and the whole thing about experiments is some experiments are successful and some aren't. Right. And what do scientists do? Scientists, when they have an experiment that doesn't succeed, they try a different experiment. So there's so many opportunities to kind of get yourself excited, get yourself motivated and test, experiment, but not feel like, you have to be, perfect at everything, or that people are going to look at you. They're not. They're not. Right? They're not. So the pickleball effect. Now, on people that you see all the time, I mean, you see people trying new activities, and you also see people that are afraid to try new activities.
But what I love, when I walk our dog Bella, I walk by a pickleball court, and it's just people are laughing loud. There is an energy buzz there. It sounds like they're having the time of their life. And I'm living in a 55 year and older community, so I know that everyone there is 60 years and older. And I mean, it sounds like a teenager apart having a party. I mean, laughing and she jeering and cheering and whatever else. I said, wow, good for them. I mean, this is just so incredible. They are obviously having the time of their lives, and I assume none of them is a professional pickleball player. I assume they're probably just doing it for the fun of it, and playing a game, hanging out with each other, getting the day going with some, physical exercise, not extreme exercise, just, whatever exercise, pickleball. I just, wow. I mean, this is pretty incredible, that they're and it's contagious, when you hear people laughing and cheering and having a good time, you just want to join. I want to have a good time as well, So maybe I have to give it a try to play pickleball as soon as my knee is allowing me to do some of the normal stuff again.
I'll tell you something funny about that. So you're absolutely right. I mean, we do become a little bit like teenagers. And again, if you're listening to this, I don't want you to focus only on pickleball. It's the pickleball effect. For some reason, pickleball has had an effect on the senior community, unlike anything we've seen recently. It's had an effect where it's been encouraging and it's influenced us to do things. But the other interesting thing about it is you go out to a pickleball court, and I'm sure you've seen this in your community. You have people with knee braces on, you have people with elbow braces on, you have, I mean, double knee, double elbow. So that's the other part of it that I find very fascinating, is that despite some skeletal or orthopedic, perhaps not as much range of motion, people are still getting out there, right? They're still getting out there. And if you can't, that's not the message here, right? Learn to play cards, right? Learn a new craft, learn something new, but use the pickleball effect as an inspiration that there is nothing you can't do just because the calendar says that you're over a certain age.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's important. So I'm off to the pickleball court.
I hope that you win every game you play, that you become the
It's
pickleball
not
world
going to
champion.
happen.
And you just tell your husband, you don't need any coach, you are a natural.
Now, when we go, we actually, because again, we go to a round robin thing. So he'll go play with a group of four, and I'll go play with a group of four, and we'll kind of like watch each other, and it actually works out really, really nicely.
Have you ever played against each other?
We have not played against each. Oh, no, we probably have. Yeah, we probably have. We're not experts. I mean,
Who
really.
won?
I again, even in tennis, I mean, I don't want to let anybody think that, I'm headed to the open. I'm a 2.5 player on both of them, but the point is, it's fun. And at this stage of your life, when you have time, right? Because you didn't have time before. When you have time, why not go have some fun?
Absolutely. And just show your husband that you are a much better pickleball player than him.
Well, I don't want to get into that competitive piece of it, but I am a little competitive. Anyhow, I do hope your knee heals and that you
Yeah,
start to
thank
get some
you.
sleep. And again, if you're listening, hey, you know what? Get out today, tomorrow, do something different, try something new. We are not too old.
No, you are never too old to let your heart get fired up.
Yes, absolutely. Anyhow, I'm Jane Ray, and this is my podcast partner.
Andrea Stein.
And this has been Joyous Journeys Over 60. I do hope you'll go onto Facebook and join our Facebook group so we can talk more about these topics. Have a good
Yes.
day.